Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is John Hayes with The Athletic alongside our golf writer, Brendan Quinn. The United States Ryder Cup captain, Steve Stricker, announces his Ryder Cup captain picks. Picks include Daniel Berger, Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler, Harris English, and Xander Schauffele. Brendan, first and foremost, who is in and who's out of the squad?
Well, I mean, the big names in terms of the what was getting the most chatter, probably start with Patrick Reed, who was actually inside the top 12 of the Ryder Cup standings. You know, the top six in those standings get automatically included in the team. The next six spots on those standings, though, are kind of a, you know, at least a blueprint for who to kind of start in terms of looking at. So to admit one of those or to omit one of those is, you know, relatively noteworthy. But Patrick Reed has circumstances with his health, with his team dynamics, with his play of late. So, you know, he was passed over. The other ones, you know, Kevin Na's got a lot of chatter recently just because he's been playing so well the last 2 months. Kevin Kisner has an army of fans behind him that were pushing for him to be included. Sam Burns has been playing well late. Webb Simpson was actually 13th on the Ryder Cup standings and has played in, I think, four prior Ryder Cups. So, you know, certainly a noteworthy to pass over a guy like Webb, who is a known commodity and is really well respected in golf. But yeah, I feel like when the conversation goes to who was left off, I feel like it's kind of a stretch because I thought that, you know, anyone who took emotions out of it in terms of a player they were rooting for or whatever it might be, the 12 guys on this team, I thought it was fairly straightforward of who should be in those spots. So I think it was fairly, I don't want to say obvious, but I don't think it was that hard of a decision. I don't think Steve Stricker was rolling around in bed toiling the last few nights over this. I'm sure he didn't want to have to call those dudes, right? I'm sure he didn't want to have to call Patrick Reed and whatnot, but this is the right team, I think.
And by the way, the proof is in the pudding. If you saw Brendan's projection of what the team looked like on The Athletic, he got it. All 12 guys that are on the Ryder Cup team. Brendan, you had that figured out a couple weeks ago.
First time for everything, Hayes. Check in with me in March when I'm wrong on the last five teams in the NCAA tournament. So.
Well, that's a little more difficult than to project something like this, I think, with the way college basketball works, which, by the way, Brendan's a great college basketball writer for The Athletic as well. I guess when I think about the squad and I think about those names that you mentioned being left off, a Kevin Na, a Webb Simpson, veteran guys on tour who have had really solid careers being left out for a guy like Scottie Scheffler, who still doesn't have a PGA Tour victory or an international victory. It's an injection of youth into this squad. It feels that way. Can that work in the United States' advantage?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly can. We have no idea. It's not a gamble, but I think it's very much an investment in the future and things like that. I think the big thing that jumps out is what were the priorities in terms of making these selections? And I don't think it was, you know, your historical resume, right? And these guys that have the staying power. I think it was more course fit at Whistling Straits. So who's bringing distance to the table? Who makes a lot of birdies? Like Scottie Scheffler, yes, he doesn't have a win, but the man pours in birdies. He's long off the tee. I mean, it is a clear fit for Whistling Straits. And that's where the agenda was. That's where their priority was placed. You know, say what you will about Kevin Na. He's one of the shortest hitters on tour. Kevin Kisner is one of the shortest hitters. Kevin Kisner has said he goes into a large majority of tournaments knowing that he's not going to compete because of his own distance. Well, I mean, Whistling Straits is a long golf course, and you might be playing into the wind a lot. So it just would have been a horrible fit, a great locker room fit potentially, but you got to put the best 12 golfers out there. And these are the guys. So, it is interesting because when you look at a guy like Scheffler not having a win, Tony Finau was potentially on the wrong side of this draw until he got his first win. But, you know, he was a captain's pick in 2018 without having a win yet, and he performed really well. Stricker, during the press conference, really leaned into that stat, 40, 29, and 17. That's the historical record for U.S. rookies in Ryder Cups. Now go and look at the captain's picks in recent years and look at the veterans, and they've been woeful. So, you know, it's time to kind of move forward probably from some older names and things like that.
So we've broken down the captain's picks, and while these players are important, they're not the most important when it comes to the Ryder Cup. It's your top six. It's the guys that qualified based on the point standings and the guys that are going to play a lot. Realistically, some of these captain's picks might only play one or two times throughout the weekend. So that top six includes Colin Morikawa, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, and Patrick Cantlay. There's two guys, maybe three really, and the third being Colin Morikawa, because his play of late has just been dreadful. But Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, those are the two guys, not because of the beef.
Yeah.
Because Brooks is injured. What's his status for the Ryder Cup? And then secondly, Bryson DeChambeau, they're going to set this golf course up for him to bomb and gouge the course. For me, it's just the question becomes, who do you pair with Bryson DeChambeau?
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, let's unpack a couple of these things. So with Koepka, you know, it's a wrist injury. He has played through leg injuries, right? We have seen him limp around through majors because Brooks shows up in majors. Like, I have to think he will play through the highest extent of pain possible, you know. But when it's your wrist, you're worried about the swing, right? You know, when it's kind of a knee, like maybe, you know, your turn might be different, but a guy of his caliber, he can go play. Your wrist is just a different story. So I don't know. And my big question with Koepka is, when's the cutoff line? Like, when do you have to make that decision of whether you got to pivot or what? So I don't know.
He basically has 2 weeks, Brandon. I mean, we're sitting here, we're having this conversation on September 8th. The Ryder Cup starts on September 24th. 2 weeks from now, if he's still having issues, it could be a huge problem for the squad.
No doubt. And if you are having to bring someone in, like, do you really want to be waiting up until the 11th hour to do that? Or do you have to give him a cutoff line? Like, say, listen, September 15th, we need an answer. Yes or no. Right. And you can't decide after that. So that's one theory with DeChambeau. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be the $1 million question going into this thing. It's going to be just talked about ad nauseum. I think the answer is Spieth and Scheffler. Now, look, you're going to play Spieth with Thomas, right? Me personally, I'm pretty much lining up Spieth to play all five matches, and barring something crazy happening, right? He's been the best player in the world for the last year. So I'm putting him out there for five times. The four team events, you don't necessarily have to play him with JT all four times, right? Maybe you play him with him twice, three times, whatever. But I think you can put Spieth out there with Brooks. You put the best short game in the world with the best long game in the world. And Spieth is a mature enough guy that I don't think the Koepka stuff gets him. They've been paired together in majors this year. He has been out there for the Brooksy stuff with them. It would not be new, right? And I don't think we're going to hear that at the Ryder Cup as it is. But I think Spieth can get around with with DeChambeau and make the best of it. And then Scheffler as well. I think his personality is conducive to it. I think he has a great short game. They can both go long off the tee, right? And if you're picking shots, if you're an alternate shot or if you're in a four ball, whatever, like one of those guys is going to get a birdie on pretty much every damn hole. So they're both from Texas. They've known each other. They played junior golf together. To me, those are the safest bets for DeChambeau.
It's an interesting storyline, and I just want to follow up on that last thing that I mentioned since I brought it up, Colin Morikawa. What's going on? He's not playing well right now. Any reason, any clue into as why?
I don't know if it's wear and tear. I don't know, you know, what it is. And, you know, neither he nor his camp are going to come out and I think expound on what's going on anytime soon. But the best thing going for the U.S. when it comes to Morikawa is that at the end of the day, he's probably still the best ball striker on the planet. And if I'm going to bet, I'm going to guess that he can figure things out in the next 2 weeks here and be okay. And he has, you know, he shows up in major tournaments. You know, he Whistling Straits kind of sets up as, you know, a Lynxy style course, right? They might be playing through wind, right? It look at the overview. It looks like it's in England. And what was the last big event Colin Morikawa won? It's the British Open. So, you know, I don't know how much to read into it. I don't know if it's something worth freaking out about, but it's strange. He's one of those guys. It's just weird to see them not play well because the talent is just so absurd. But I wouldn't say like I'm going to sit Colin Morikawa because I'm worried about how he's playing right now. Like I'd probably put him out there for 36 on the first day and say, look, you know, he speaks for himself. I'm not going to let a whatever it's been, what, six weeks of bad play, 4 weeks of bad play, overwhelm what is just, you know, he's a top three player in the world talent-wise.
He's Brendan Quinn. You can follow him on Twitter, at BF Quinn. A bunch of Ryder Cup coverage leading up to the event. Brendan will be there at Whistling Straits as well, and it will be quite the scene. I feel like, Brendan, we got a preview this past weekend at the Solheim Cup, awesome. What to expect in Wisconsin this week. What makes this team format different? It's just like you cover golf all year. You and I both enjoy the game, but this team format, the raucous crowds, it just hits different than any other event on tour.
It's so wild how much of an outlier it is. And it's, you know, we go back and forth. Should they play this thing every year? I don't know if it would take some of the juice out of it if you make it more common, but fact is it happens on American soil every 4 years. That's it. So when it finally arrives, man, it's the best. It's the buildup. It's the captain's picks. It's the controversies. It's the takes. It's the play. It's the crowds. It's, I mean, just memories on memories. This will be my first one I'm covering. And like, I mean, I'm busting, man. I'm ready to get out there.
Well, it kicks off September 24th. It's a 3-day event. It'll go throughout the weekend, and it's tough to compete with football on the calendar during this time of year when you're golf. But this weekend, it will be making headlines, no doubt about it. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story, and ask your Google Assistant to play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to save 50% on an annual subscription to The Athletic.